This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
We've been called the front porch of the community. I think that that's a very good description. You know, it's where people come and they can meet and they can gather. We have in the morning, we have, you know, people just come and talk and have a cup of coffee. I'm Scott Eastman. I'm the CEO, Executive Director of the Siskiyou Family YMCA in Yreka, California. We came about in 1994, was when we first opened the doors. Originally, it was a Coca-Cola bottling plant. And so the city inherited the property from Leah McConnell with the McConnell Foundation, and she gifted it to the city to ensure that there would be something for families. And so that's kind of how the backstory behind the Siskiyou Family YMCA. You know, most people, when they think of YMCA, they think of swimming gym, you know, type of mentality. Also, too, you know, the programming, the after school, the child care programs. For our YMCA, we do not have an outdoor recreation department in the city, and so we do provide the majority of recreation opportunities for kids aged about 6 through 12. We offer a little over 50 programs, but we served over 1,500 kids in the county last year. Everything from dance program with the arts to a young musicians program, all the way up through gymnastics and some of your classics, basketball league and whatnot. Typical afternoon at the Siskiyou Family YMCA would be, you know, we have our lunch crowd that kind of comes in, the noon circuit group, and we have those individuals very dedicated. And then after that, the gym kind of gets quiet for about an hour. And then it gets crazy. You know, then after school, as soon as after school starts, we have about 200 folks that'll enter the facility. It's just a mob of activity after about 3:30 p.m. till about 8, and then things close down, you know, at 8:30. So then we push the reset button and do it again. You know, I'll give you an example of where, you know, say the YMCA could fill a gap or fill a role. A few years ago, we got asked to participate in a Clothe the Child program and a Christmas feeding program. And I just remember a specific instance where this child who was 8 took a pumpkin pie that we had offered, and this pumpkin pie was frozen, and the child immediately opened up and started eating it. And it was something that I think all of us were like, wow. You know, it was hard for some of us to relate to where that child was at. And the amazing thing, though, within it is that the child felt safe enough to do that. And the kid was 8 years old at that point. And now that individual is 17 and is a member of the Y and is somebody we see every single day and totally connected. And I just think about, you know, without that experience and kind of that original trust that we were able to kind of build on gifting that food, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to be impactful in that young man's life. We've expanded our services over into Scott Valley, into Etna area. And we've also done programs and services in Mount Shasta and then all the way down to Happy Camp. So we have spread kind of throughout. I think in the next 10 years, you'll see the YMCA continue to try to meet the needs of those various communities and fill in where we can. We're humbled by the amount of requests in terms of what we should offer there. You know, and I think what it really demonstrates is the community's trust in us.
You've just heard about the Siskiyou Family YMCA. Archive editions are online at mynspr.org.